Yet another, not a minig, but a practice which has taken on a bit of a life in Klal Yisrael during Chodesh El. Aside in the Berhetev, says, and he's bringing this down from earlier sources, he says that from Rosh Chodesh El, Mishenichnas El, Kishakais of Adam Igeresh Lechaveroi, Tarech Lirmois Betchilasai Shmevakish Lavashem Taiva. When a person, starting from Rosh Chodesh El, until through Rosh Hashanah Kippur, when somebody writes a letter to his friend, a random, any sort of letter, one tzarich adam lichta, a person has to write. It's necessary for a person to write either the beginning, and the Rishonim say either the beginning or at the end of the letter, a bracha that he should wish him a shana taiva. Now, we know this has become sort of a whole, years gone by, I think probably the older generation will be more familiar with that. We know we're sending out Rishonim greeting cards and things like that. I think today's day and age we're a little bit devolved into emails or something along those lines. But there's a concept out there that you send out some sort of letter or a shana taiva, or even a regular letter, you sign off by saying you're wishing the person a shana taiva. Now, what's interesting is, first of all, it says tzarich lichtav. You have to write it. Now, I understand it's a nice thing to do, and certainly makes someone feels good to receive someone's best wishes. But tzarich lichtav is a bit strong. Although it's not a chiyuv, it sounds a bit strong. Additionally, if you look back at the Mat Ephraim, says a very interesting way of understanding this. He says it's not merely a statement of hope that he should have a good year. He says, you need to write this to your friend, to let him know who Matthew loves, to let your friend know that you're davening for him. In other words, this letter that you're writing, you should have a Shana Taiva, is not so much the words that you're writing. Really, essentially, what you're doing is you're informing him, you should know I'm thinking about you, and I'm davening for you to have a good year, and I'm writing this to let you know that I'm rooting for you. And because of that, I'm putting it into writing, you should have a good year, because you're on my mind. So it goes much beyond, it goes well beyond the actual writing of those words. Now, certainly, at least, I would imagine the very least when you write those words you can think about the person. On the other hand, I guess if somebody would send out a mass email or a mass mailing wishing Shana Taiva, it really wouldn't go very far as thinking about each individual person and davening for them. But nonetheless, it still would use a little bit of perhaps explanation why at this point of the year, especially where do they see fit, the Rishayim, whoever was first kaveh this, that one should go ahead and write this. Why is it such a specific inyan this time of year to go ahead and think about other people and daven for other people? And that, I believe, well, I don't have it, there's no further information given by the Rishayim, but I believe the reason should be along the lines that we know that Rosh Hashanah is a time of year when we're all judged. And the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, generally speaking, because Baruch Hu looks at us as employees of sorts, he gives us what we need, and he expects us to do something in return with it. And every year we're judged if we're doing a good job, and if we deserve to renew our contract, and what type of contract will we receive for the year up ahead. Now, if you judge an employee in his own right, you know, if you look at each one of us by ourselves, we definitely do plenty of mitzvahs, we do plenty of good things, but at times where we come up lacking. And if you focus on each individual, it's very hard to pass the judgment because we do a lot of things wrong, we do a lot of things that we could ourselves be doing better. And unfortunately, we're not up to par for ourselves. However, there's one way that Sfarim speak out that a person can get a lot further than his personal merits, and that is, if a person invests in the public, if he does something to benefit other people, so all of a sudden, his role in the enterprise is not merely his unique role, his individual role, but rather everything that goes on in the kehillah, everything that goes on in his entire business, so to speak, is all to his credit. If somebody in a workforce has a positive effect on the whole workforce attitude, so then there's a certain element that you want to keep him there because he's benefiting everybody. He's raising the morale of the whole area. In our world, if someone's involved in chesed, so he's a factor for the whole community because he's mechazik everybody. If somebody's involved in stock of sources, if someone's involved in other forms of mechazik community, if someone's involved in keeping the shul functioning, all these things put him as a klal person. And when you look at him, it's impossible to judge him individually. You can judge him only as part of the klal, and therefore, he obviously stands a much better chance of getting a good sack for the year up ahead. Now, some people are cut out for public work. Some have much lesser roles. But on a very limited role, the very least each person could do is at least to think about other people. If you think about the person next to you, and you say Baruch Aleinu, and you say, I need a parnasa. But it's not just me. The guy next to me and she'll also need a parnasa. And I know somebody else who was laid off. I know somebody else who was sick. And I'm thinking about all those people. At the very least, every single individual in Klal Yisrael has that ability, with very little effort, to think about other people and to daven for their benefit. And by doing so, you're tying yourself to the whole community at large. So at this point, when it comes before Rosh Hashanah, it will be extremely important to go ahead and say to everyone else, look, I'm looking out at the community. I'm looking out at my soul. I'm looking out at my surroundings. And all of you people, I'm davening for you, and I'm rooting for you, and we're all in this together. And by doing so, each person earns himself a much better shot at getting a good sack for the upcoming year ahead.